Joy 94.9.
Generation Next Joycast.
Generation Next, you're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Micah and Andrew.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day.
We are indeed. And Nat Bass's new single, what that's all about.
We're going to be chatting about the iPad and the internet piracy stuff.
And Pride March this Sunday, as well as a whole lot of gay school right here on Joy 94.9, Generation Next.
I am Micah, and...
And I'm Andrew.
Indeed, and it's another Tuesday night here at the Joy Studios, and tonight we'll be discussing a whole range of queer, gay, lesbian, bi, all that sort of topics relating to young people, including Valentine's Day, Natalie Bassenthwaite, because she's in the gay headlines recently with her new song, talking a bit about technology, the iPad that was recently announced, as well as what's going on with internet piracy. And we have a whole lot of queer gay news, don't we?
We do. We've dug through and just gotten the good bit.
Yes, we have. Now, Valentine's Day, Andrew, what's it all about to you?
Well, Valentine's Day is kind of like, I kind of look at it as one of those kind of made up holidays. I kind of think, oh, it's, you know, it's kind of made up so that you can go and buy things for your partner.
Well, it's
not really, I don't see any really big significance in it.
Well, absolutely. I think it is called the Hallmark holiday for a reason, because it's when Hallmark gets to sell their cards, as the story goes. But it has only grown bigger and bigger as the years go by from observation, and it's still weeks away, or I guess we're getting closer now, but 4 weeks. Department stores and even little stores are cashing in.
Lots of retailers
with Valentine.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know, it's in advertising, and it's becoming not that it wasn't before, but even more so of a big thing.
Do you feel pressured that you need a Valentine?
Well, not so much that I need a Valentine, but that, you know, when you're in a relationship, that you need to sort of...
Oh, that you need
up.
To make a big deal. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is the time when you're, like, tested almost.
I know. Yeah. Even when you're in a relationship that, you know, you don't necessarily celebrate the big, the little milestones, like, you know, the 1 month anniversary, you know, how some couples are like that. But with Valentine's Day, it seems as though all rules go out the window, and this is a one time where you've got to make it count, as though it's the one day of the year where you have to show someone that even though you were really crap for the other 360 however many days, that you were really crap, that for one day, you know, you've got to be great.
Yeah, it's got to be like the dream fairy tale. Oh my God, I had a perfect day and I just want to make your day perfect. I don't think it really works like that in the real world. Does that ever happen?
I know. Well, anyway, let's move on before we start to sound too bitter, because I'm sure we have already. You can SMS us 0427JOY949 or even email onair@joy.org.au. Tell us what you think. Are you as bitter as Andrew and I, or do you like the whole flowers and cards and the fact that roses go up by about 50% around this time of year?
You know, the one thing that I do like about Valentine's Day,
what?
Is, this is going to sound really dumb, but all of the, like, stuffed teddies and stuff, I think they're really cute.
Okay. Well, I'm just not going to comment on that. Now, school did go back yesterday, high school, to clarify. So, you know, if you went back to school, I'm really sorry, because Andrew and I are far from school. It probably was a little bit of a downer for you, having just been on 3 months holiday. So,
but then again, it's a good opportunity to catch up with all your friends and be like, hey, look at all the cool stuff that I did over the holidays.
I don't know about you, Andrew, but with my friends, I didn't know not see them over the 3 months of summer. That, I don't know. Maybe, I sort of see them outside of school as well.
Maybe you went off overseas and you couldn't take them with you. You never know.
Maybe
you never
know. I did. This is Operator, Please. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. Generation X on Joy 94.9. A bit of a jam-packed show today. Now, gay school, there's been a lot going on in the gay media, so we're going to break it up a little bit tonight. But eHarmony, for those that don't know or who don't sit at home during the daytime like myself and watch daytime TV with all the...
Yeah, really they have a lot of ads at the moment, don't they? Ads,
yes, and they're very Americanized, aren't they?
Yeah, it's right up there along with, you know, the some cosmetic products have just, you know, like, you can tell it's just been lifted straight from some other network.
because the mouth just doesn't match
it
the words.
Does not, no.
Now, they're an internet dating website, similar to, I guess, RSVP here in Australia. And they're really looking to branch out over the world. But one of, I guess, the things I've been in the media for recently is that they've been a little bit homophobic. They've got a Christian undertone. They market themselves as a relationship website rather than a hookup website, which isn't a bad thing, mind you. But that's sort of the edge of the market, that they're trying to segregate themselves from other dating websites.
So they're trying to say that, what they're trying to say is that you can find something more meaningful on their website.
I'm pretty sure that's a direct quote from one of their ads. Yeah.
Oh, was it? No. Oh.
But they also use technology that you fill out sort of an online quiz and it matches you to other people based on, you know, your religion or ethical views or moral principles, so it's all about finding that deep connection with someone by filling in an online form. Speaking of Valentine's Day, and now they were recently sued, actually, because they were sort of, I guess, seen as being homophobic and discriminating against homosexuals. Originally, they only allowed straight people on their website.
Yeah, so there was no facility in their little survey thing
that asked you for your sexual orientation. It assumed that if you're a male, you were seeking a woman, and if you're a woman, you were seeking a male, and would match you like that. Now, obviously, for people who are gay and wanted a meaningful relationship through this website, that didn't sit well with them, so they sued, and they have agreed to pay $500,000 to 150 Californians in this class action suit, plus another $1.5 million in court and attorney fees, which is a lot of money for an internet
website. That's a lot of money for a website, yeah.
Absolutely. Yet the company still won't admit any wrongdoing. So, you know...
So they haven't really even said, sorry, we may have overlooked.
Yeah, they've just said, oh, okay, here's the money. But a judge must approve the settlement, which is happening in court tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see that. It should pass, but it may not. So we'll keep you up to date on all that.
What will be interesting is if they have, if they have to add something to the website and, change it around dramatically.
Well, they did then create a gay website, but they've now agreed to merge them into the one website, and so you don't have to pay double the fees.
Yep.
So, you know, but that was part of the settlement. Yet they're still not really admitting that they weren't doing the right thing, which is a bit unfortunate, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be nice to see them come out and say something about it, but they still have an opportunity to say...
Yeah, absolutely. They're not settling until tomorrow, so they still have an opportunity to change their mind about that. Anyway, don't ask, don't tell policy. I'm sure we're all familiar with that. Essentially, in America, if you're gay and serving in the military, that's okay as long as you're not out. And as long as
the closet door's firmly closed.
And as long as you don't express your homosexuality, then they're okay for you to serve. And, you know, under Obama and all the reforms, there's all this talk about him wanting to change it, and then the army's like, oh no, because if we had gays in the army, it would reduce morale of our troops and all that sort of thing. But the Pentagon have actually just started a review on how they can allow gay people to serve in the army without, quote, hurting the morale or readiness of the troops. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes along.
Do you reckon, even if they peel back these rules and say, okay, we're all gay friendly now, do you reckon somebody who's currently serving is just going to all of a sudden pop out of the closet?
Well, I think that there are people in the army who are out, to at least to their close friends in the army, and I'm sure given the opportunity to, they would come out on a much broader scale. It also gives people the confidence that if you're an out gay person wanting to serve in the army, it gives you the opportunity to remain out and serve in the army.
Yes, and the thing that's kind of nice is, I mean, perhaps this is profiling a little bit, but that, like, you know, army people are all macho and stuff.
Yes, that,
like,
would be profiling,
you know. But it's kind of nice that it sends the message that they're trying to get a really diverse mix to serve, because the community that they're serving is very diverse as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it will be interesting to see where that investigation goes. Now, in a final piece of news, Natalie Bassingthwaite, we love her because she's a bit of a fag hag. And she looks great in a tight dress. In case you don't know who she is, she's the host of So You Think You Can Dance, and she's released a new single, Love Like This, and the video clip is actually of gay couples and gay people trying on T-shirts, and each T-shirt represents one of the 85 amendments of legislation last year, which discriminate against same-sex couples. So all those 85 amendments were essentially what she felt, they weren't publicised enough, and she had gay friends who weren't aware that they had more rights now. So she teamed up with ACON, which is an organisation in Sydney, and essentially the whole video and the whole single is about promoting these law reforms. And I believe that any profit made from the single goes directly towards the organisation, which is kudos to her, because that's guts for someone as well-known as her to support, like,
yeah,
a gay
absolutely. And it's, you know, it's nice to see somebody standing up for actually what they believe in as well.
Absolutely. And it's good to know that despite, you know, how mainstream she is now and all her sponsorships, that she's still able to take those risks and, like you said, stand up for what she believes in. So we're going to listen to her song. The song, again, is Love Like This by Natalie Bassingthwaite. Joy. Generation X on Joy 94.9 with Micah and Andrew here. And we got a bit of tech news. What's up, Andrew?
We do. Look, there's this new thing called the iPad.
Which isn't to be confused with the iTampon.
No, or iSnack 2.0.
No, that would be awkward. Now, the iPad, in case you aren't aware, is essentially a larger version of the iPhone. It's nothing too special. It's just going to throw it out there.
So you're very negative on this whole idea of being able to, you know, I guess it's kind of like, I imagine it to be kind of like the size of a sheet of paper. And it's just a big touchscreen, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's 9.7 inches. That's sort of like the
screen measurement, like, diagonally.
And it does only weigh 1.5 pounds.
That's a bit heavier than a sheet of paper.
Which, look, it is a bit heavier than a sheet of paper. And it's a powerful thing. It's powerful enough to be a laptop, but whether or not it has the features of a laptop is what's currently being debated, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
They're spouting it as the next big thing for browsing the internet. And I'm not arguing that it's not a big thing. It's cool. I mean, I would prefer to be able to use touchscreen on my laptop and to, you know, have that accessibility and that ease of use for things like word processing and, you know, those small tasks.
Yep.
And if they're made easier, then by all means, that's cool. But, you know, there are websites with Flash usage and animations and all that, which you just can't view on the iPhone and on the iPad as well. And so there are all these small little things that they're sort of detracting from in their main speeches, and they sort of add up to make what they're spouting is a really remarkable product and making it a little bit mediocre. And so that's sort of what I'm concerned about. But we're both very much iPhone users as well. And what do you think of yours?
Oh, look, it's pretty good. It's not too bad.
Hmm.
I would have to say you're right about the website thing, though. Quite often it does, like, just bring up a blank square where the website should be.
And not to mention things like websites that are designed for, like, mice and designed for hover effects and designed, you know, for, like, little tiny buttons and clicking on text links, which pull out my fat finger and you're there hitting the screen 10 or 11 times trying to get it to hit the right thing. It can become very frustrating, Andrew.
It is frustrating. The thing about the new iPad that I, like, my major concern about it is I really love taking digital photos, and they, on the promotion, it shows, you know, they're fiddling around, I don't know, fluffing around with the digital photos that they've taken.
Yes.
But I can't figure out how you, like, you know, how do you get it from the camera onto the thing? Don't you still need a computer to do that?
Well, you know how you connect your camera to the computer through that little cord.
Yeah.
There is an adapter for it, apparently, that you can then connect it straight onto the tablet device.
Oh.
So, you know, there are ways around it, but it's not built into the iPad. But getting off the specifications and what you can and can't do with it, what on earth is with the name? Come on. Like, there have been very good points made that pad is another word for, you know, a woman's sanitary product. Not to mention the fact that the name has been used many, many times before in other products, which sort of makes you think that either Apple is very arrogant or very naive in their research for product names, because Fujitsu have a touchscreen device which is called the iPad.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be really similar. I wouldn't have thought they'd be allowed to.
Which is really bizarre. Mm. Not to mention that I believe it's Simmons Cars have a car motor called the iPad, and there's a bra insert and shoulder pad called the iPad as well. So, do you really want your brand new computer product to be associated with bra inserts? It kind of makes you question what they were thinking. I don't know, that's just me.
I totally agree. You'd think that could be a little bit more imaginative.
You would. Anyway, let us know what you think. It was announced last week, won't be coming out for a few months. But one more thing. Now, this is something that I'm sure will strike the heart of a lot of uni students and young people, and it's internet piracy. I'm sure a lot of people are guilty of downloading a song illegally at one stage in their life, or a movie, or even a TV show that's available in America, for example, but isn't available here yet, because the only way you can get it is to download it illegally. But until now, there's really been no repercussions for downloading illegally. I mean, you can sometimes get emails from your internet provider and they'll say, look, you're downloading illegally, please stop. And that's that. But all the Hollywood producers such as 20th Century Fox and Village Roadshow and Paramount are suing iiNet, which is an internet provider here, similar to Optus and Telstra, because they say that iiNet has not done enough to stop customers from illegally sharing movies on the net. So essentially what they want is for the internet provider, if they detect illegal downloading, to cut off their service. And they're sort of comparing this to a electricity company not cutting off the electricity when people are doing illegal things with their electricity, which is a very absurd thing.
does that actually happen?
No, well, it doesn't happen. That's what the point they're making, that, you know, an electricity company isn't responsible when someone does illegal things with their electricity. So why should it be that way for people who provide internet?
Data service, yeah.
This also brings the question of, you know, a fair trial, because right now the Hollywood companies have to take the people to court if they want any action taken.
An individual, or do they have
to take... They have to take the individual to court. But in this new system that they're pushing for, the internet would be cut without any form of trial, without any form of appeal. That would be that. And it really doesn't strike you as a fairest thing, does it?
Not really. And it doesn't... I don't know. It's almost like, you know, oh, you're using BitTorrent or one of those other sharing things. Oh, cut straight away.
Yeah.
It's not like you have any chance to say, oh, look, no, I wasn't actually using it, or, you know, no warning.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, especially for maybe poorer uni students or people who are seeking content that isn't available to them, then, you know, this is something that they do a lot. So it's going to affect a lot of people. So be on standby for the results of this court case. It isn't due to happen until March of this year. No verdict is sort of announced until then. So for the next month, I'm pretty sure that we're going to be waiting around and see what happens, because it will set a precedent for trials to come.
Yeah, because this will just be like... This will just affect iNet to begin with, but then eventually I'm sure it will, like, filter through to the other ISPs as well.
Absolutely. Now, here's a song I wouldn't download, legally or illegally. It's Keisha Blah Blah Blah, featuring 303. Join 94.9, Generation Next with Micah and Andrew. What's going on, Andrew?
Well, coming up this weekend, there is Pride March.
There is, and it's happening in St Kilda. What do you think of Pride March, by the way? Have you been before?
I haven't been before, no.
Are you going?
No, I have to work.
What time do you have to work?
I finish at 3.
Yeah, come.
Can I still come along?
Yes, you can, because Pride March doesn't actually start until 2, and there's an entire festival afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a wicked day. How many people are marching? There are 96 different groups marching, which is kind of cool that, you know, they're mostly from Victoria. And that's how many different groups have gay activities going on and who are actively involved in our community. And without them, a lot of them are community groups. And without them, we just wouldn't have sort of networks and resources that we do
and
have.
And we wouldn't have such a colourful, like, you know, we wouldn't have so many things, so many options available to us.
And that's we wouldn't have a Pride March either.
This is true.
It would look pretty wimpy having only a couple people march down, but it's really cool. From last year and the year before, I went to those ones and actually did march. And it's a very surreal feeling to be marching down the street with rows and rows of people on either side of you yelling and screaming at you. And it's quite easy.
Yelling and screaming nice things at you?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. I'm used to the negative, like the whole nice things being screamed at me. A little bit bizarre. But I think it's really cool, and especially seeing young people. I march with minus 18 because I'm sort of coordinating them for the afternoon. And to see older people on the sides of the street and who see the 100 or so young people who are 15 and 16 years old out and very proud of who they are marching in a parade, everyone just, like, all the tears start crying, and it may be alcohol induced, I'm not sure, but there are tears nonetheless, and it's very sweet, and the kids really get a kick out of it. So even if you're not marching, I very much recommend that you get down there. The march kicks off at 2 p.m. Down Fitzroy Street in St Kilda on Sunday.
Where do you meet? Like,
you meet up at the top of Fitzroy Street, so close to the tram stop, the junction there, and you walk down towards the beach. So,
and the party's at the beach.
Party is at the beach. That's where it's all happening afterwards. Nice. There's a bar, I believe, and live music, and it's just, it's sort of like a mini version of Midsummer with, like, all this entertainment. It's very cool. I thoroughly recommend it.
All right.
Speaking of Midsummer, though.
Speaking of Midsummer.
Segue and a half.
Oh, yes. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Speaking of Midsummer, coming up, there's a Splash and Giggle Day.
Okay. Stop. Wait. What?
Splash and Giggle.
All right. Cool.
Now,
tell me what it really is, because what's coming up in my mind, it just can't be that.
It's actually your chance to try out rowing.
Is this a gay event?
Yeah, it's a gay event. Yeah, we've got a gay rowing team in Melbourne.
That's pretty cool.
They're called the Melbourne Argonauts, and they're putting on this day, and like anyone can just come along.
Anyone? And I imagine rowers have quite large muscles. So what about the really runty sort of people like me?
Well, yes, you could go along. I'm planning to go, and I'm pretty...
All right, well, we can go together. And yep. When people are laughing at us for being so skinny...
We might have to choose a boat that has one of those really built muscle...
Maybe we can be the people at the top of the boat who sort of, like, drum and keep the beat... For the people to get other people to row.
You mean people who yell out, row, row,
yes,
row.
That would be really good, because that way we don't actually have to, like, do any effort either.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's in the spirit of
don't
it.
Don't rain on my parade, Andrew.
No, but the idea is that you don't even need to be all that experienced in it. Just come along and have a go.
Cool. So when is that?
It is happening on the 6th of February, Saturday, 6th of February.
Wicked. So this is this Saturday. Where do you meet? Where do you get
10:30 a.m. in the morning, and you need to book tickets at midsummer.org.au, or you can visit Melbourne Argonauts directly. They've got a website,
cool.
melbourneargonauts.com. I believe it is at the Albert Park Lake.
Wicked. Well, that sounds cool. This is Black Eyed Peas, Generation X, Joy, 94.9. Generation X on Joy 94.9, award-winning radio. What's up now, Andrew?
We've got some more gay school.
Cool.
I found a story about in Uganda, they've got like a bill before their parliament.
Now, this is seriously screwed up.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so you're prefacing this with... This is bad.
But make up your own mind.
Yeah, they've got a bill before the parliament at the moment which redefines homosexual activity, which in their country is like a punishable offence, and they can imprison you for life.
But what are they redefining it to?
Well, what they're trying to do is say that touching another person with the intention of committing the act of homosexuality or touching with any part of the body, with anything else or through anything. So say, for example, if you are wearing a long jumper and I brush my arm against yours, we could possibly both go to jail.
So
for life.
Is that like taking into account the copious amounts of sex we had beforehand, or is that like completely independent?
I'm not sure. It's not really
clear. We'll just
have
to look that one up.
It's not really clear.
But that's absurd.
It is weird. It gets weirder.
Okay.
It gets weirder.
What? Weirder than touching someone and you're gay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Offering medical treatment to a gay person sends you to jail for 7 years.
Wow.
Renting a house to a gay or lesbian...
What about renting a house with a gay or lesbian?
Oh, you definitely... I'd say that's, you know, way off the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you rent your house to a gay or lesbian, you can get 5 years. And this is the kicker. Mm-hmm. Friends or family can go to jail for 3 years if you don't report a LGBT person to police within 24 hours of finding out.
Like it's a state emergency.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How far do you want to go to abolish it? Like,
look,
it's mind-blowing.
I think in 2010, I would hope that this isn't before any government.
Well, but I think the real kicker is that our Senate refused the Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young's motion calling on the government to actively encourage the Ugandan government to withdraw the bill. So
that would basically be... if that went ahead, that would be like Australia saying...
Australia
no.
says no to violence against homosexuals,
yes.
Sort of thing. But we're refusing to sort of voice our opinion on it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And it's not like other countries around the world haven't spoken out about it.
Yeah, like, there have been.
Yeah, the British Prime Minister, he's publicly said, oh, that's really bad. That's
is that a quote? That's not cool.
Yeah, no, okay, that's not a direct quote. But basically, it's been condemned by the British Prime Minister. Canadian Prime Minister has also put in their two bobs worth. And, of course, all the Americans have. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all
but
the other...
Australia's, like, remaining neutral.
Yeah,
what are we?
Why?
Switzerland? Wow.
I think this is really bad. I think that Australia really should stand up and say, look, that's not on. Because it doesn't happen... Like, in our country, we can't send someone to jail for basically on suspicion of being gay.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't send them on to jail for being gay either.
Yeah, exactly. So these are just ludicrous. I think it's
essentially sort of like, if you're gay or you know someone who is gay, go to jail.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, there's going to be a lot of people going to jail if this gets passed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they realise sort of the effects that can have on an entire country. It's really just mind-blowing.
I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, keep your eyes on that one, because
okay,
that
we'll do.
Should be something that we should pay attention to.
Do we have any happier news?
Any happier news?
Yeah.
I do have some happy news. The Sydney New Mardi Gras organisation.
Are you going?
I haven't planned yet.
Okay.
Okay. Not quite up that far ahead.
All right.
Yet.
What's happening with the new Mardi Gras?
Well, there's actually somebody started a Facebook group for a Mardi Gras fringe festival.
Okay.
It sounds really cool. It's a group of performers who still want to get their acts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do, their acts, which...
So, this is sort of like the alternative...
The mold. Yeah.
Okay, so it's the alternative queers making their own sort of show.
Yeah, it's really cool. And they say, oh, there's so many of us. They're, writers, performers, artists, and other community groups. And they may not be, internationally renowned, but they're just kind of, locals, you mm-hmm. know? And they just really want to get in on it. And I think that's what it should be all about anyway.
Nice. But it's attracted Lady Hawk and Snatch and Grab, so it's clearly going to be turn out to be quite a large event.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's not necessarily, the dregs who didn't make it into Mardi Gras, and they're putting on their own stuff. It's going to be quite, something hopefully in the years to come to rival the new Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and I think it's really good that the alternative... there's an alternative to the very kind of glossy version of Mardi Gras, which is marketed worldwide.
Very much.
And as it turns out, the Mardi Gras CEO has come out and said, hey, that's really cool. I want to talk to the organisers. And he says, we see this as being completely consistent and in line with our own objectives, so the Mardi mm-hmm. Gras objectives, to enable queer artistic expression. So that's
cool. That's awesome. Gotta love us and our gay community. We're so friendly.
So friendly,
yay.
So welcoming.
Smiles and sunshines and rainbows. Don't forget to go to Pride March this Sunday, marching from 2. Make sure you get there early to get the best seat in the house, y'all. This has been Generation X on Joy 94.9. We'll be back next Tuesday, 9 p.m, won't we?
We're out of here.
Yeah, cheers, thanks. Here's another Mika song. Yay, I love Mika.
Joy 94.9. Generation Next Joycast.